Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Clay Travis joins us once a week here on the show. He's presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Hey, Clay, what's up, man?
Just cracking away here, getting ready for Thanksgiving. How about y'all?
Same here. Getting ready for Turkey Day for sure. Clay, Tennessee and Vandy getting ready for each other in a playoff game to go to a bowl. Who is this more important for, coaching-wise, Jeremy Pruitt or Derek Mason?
It's a good question. I don't think that there's actually that much pressure on either of these guys, because right now I believe that let me take a step back. I think the answer is probably Derek Mason, because he's been there for a longer time period. And so whatever results accrue this year are directly attributable to what he has done. So I think there's more pressure on Derek Mason here, because he is responsible 100% for the team that he puts on the field through recruiting classes and everything else. Jeremy Pruitt, even if he loses this game, people are going to say, well, that's Butch Jones's team. He's got a better record than Butch Jones did in his final year. He won two SEC games. He was an underdog. He's going to go out and recruit well. I think that Jeremy Pruitt has more to gain, however, from this game than Derek Mason does, because I think if Jeremy Pruitt wins, people are going to say, wow, this guy won three games in the SEC. He was predicted to lose all eight from a gambling perspective. He beat the two rivals, if you want to put them in rivalry, you know, that traditionally Tennessee beats in Vanderbilt and Kentucky. He got the win over Auburn. He got to 3-5 in the SEC. He's got a young team. He gets the opportunity to continue to work with his team more for more practices. It helps on the recruiting trail to say, hey, we went to a bowl in year one. I think Pruitt has more to gain, whereas I don't think at this point in time Vanderbilt is hoping, man, I hope in the fondest part of my memory that we can get to 6-6. And Vandy has won enough games against Tennessee recently that I don't think it is the validation that it has been in past years of, oh, we're finally good enough to beat Tennessee. Tennessee's bad. I don't think Vanderbilt gets the same satisfaction from beating Tennessee now as they would have in past years.
Do you think Mason pretty much gets a one-year audition under a new athletics director, or how do you think this will play out?
Yeah, I think it depends on who the AD is. And candidly, I think it depends on how other parts of Vanderbilt athletics are going. I think if you're going to have a really good basketball program, and it looks like they are going to have a pretty good basketball program under Bryce Drew, and if Tim Corbin continues to win at a high level in baseball, and there's no reason to think that that's going to change, then I think the pressure on football is ratcheted down to a certain extent. And candidly, I think it determines how the season ends. Look, if Derek Mason goes out and beats Tennessee and then gets into a bowl game and wins a bowl game, Vanderbilt has not done that very many times in its history. I do think it's kind of an interesting time for Vanderbilt going forward, because Kyle Shurmur has been with this team for so long and played at a high level, frankly, as a quarterback. It's hard to really know what the future is going to bring to bear, because Vanderbilt's not very good defensively this year. And Derek Mason came in with his calling card being, we're going to be great on the defensive side of the ball. It's where my expertise is. And they've been thoroughly mediocre to even bad on the defensive side of the ball this year. In fact, if the defense had been good, Vanderbilt could have won eight games this year. They have given away a couple of games that I think they were good enough to win, where the defense has let them down.
Clay, do you think that Les Miles is going to work at Kansas?
Define work. I mean, I
bowl think, game. Is he going to get them consistently to 6-6?
You know, look, I think Les Miles is 65 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Now,
that is correct. He sounded 85 in his press conference also, not being able to think of words.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it may not matter as much in the state of Kansas, because Bill Snyder is like 164, and he's the most successful coach in Kansas State history, and infinitely better than anybody else. So, Les Miles seems like a spring chicken compared to Bill Snyder. But I just think that it's unlikely that he's going to be able to recruit at a very high level at Kansas. And I think the reason why Les Miles wanted LSU was because of the quality of his player, not because of the quality of his preparation necessarily or the quality of his game planning. And so I think you're taking over a really difficult situation, the worst job in the Big 12, a tough recruiting market. I don't think Les Miles does anything particularly well. So, no, I do not believe that it will be personally a tremendous success. I hope that it is. I like Les Miles. I would like to see him succeed. I think college football is more fun when there are colorful characters like Les Miles. But I have not seen anything at the Kansas football program that makes me think that he is going to come in there and have tremendous success.
There are miles and miles, excuse the pun, between LSU and Kansas. Why was he not able to find one single job between those two destinations?
I think age, and I think the fact that many people looked at LSU and said, if LSU was on a downward slope, why is he going to come to my program and lead us back up to the promised land? So I think in general, a lot of people want to hire a coach in his mid-40s to early 50s because they think, okay, we got 10 really good years. I think that's the way most hiring athletic directors think. They probably think for too long in the future. They're thinking, hey, if I hire the right guy, he can be here for a decade and he's not going to be too old. I think most people say, man, if I hire a 65-year-old, is he still going to be coaching at a high level at 75? That's relatively rare. And I think also in college football, so much is predicated on being out on the road, having a lot of energy and vitality. Now, Les Miles looks younger than 65, I think, you know, much like Nick Saban does. But I think it's just that's the reason. I think that's the same reason why Phil Fulmer never really took another job. I think Fulmer said, I will only take a job if I think I can win a championship there. And I don't believe there was ever a team that was good enough in his mind to win championships that wanted to recruit him. I don't think that that Kansas is going to be capable of winning championships with Les Miles, not because Les Miles is an awful coach, because they're Kansas.
Clay, do all of your Outkick VIPs get your gambling picks each week for free? Is that how it works? It's not free, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you get it on Monday. So I put them out as early as I can. And if you're a serious gambler, you really like to do it. The lines can move a lot. And
right.
So I put them out for free on Wednesday on the site. But if you want to, you know, hop in and get, you know, oftentimes there can be a point or two difference or sometimes even more, then you can go get them the moment that the lines kind of come out and I post them on the VIP message board. We've had a good run. It's been a good year.
Yeah. So you're 58% winners, right? On your picks. What does that equate to? Like, how much money are you making?
Well, thanks. Who knows if the IRS is listening? So
they listen to us regularly. We know that.
For the record, I've never made a dollar off of any gambling pick that I've ever done.
But monopoly money.
58%, you would make a lot of money. If you could consistently win 58% every year and for the rest of your life, for instance,
right,
you would end up, you know, fabulously wealthy. And that's the, you know, kind of margin of return that you could get if you could consistently win. It's almost impossible to consistently do 58%. I mean, it's like it's beating the stock market, right? You know, the number of guys who can do that, the Warren Buffetts of the world in investing, are rare. So 52%, you break 52.4% to be honest, you break even against the VIG. And anything above that is really, really good.
If you did bet on your picks, and we know you don't, how much money would you have won this year?
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Okay.
I thought the M word was going to be in there, the millions.
That would set you up to run for Senate.
My thing on gambling is I love to gamble, but I don't ever want to be in a position where I've got enough money on a game that it impacts in any way my life. Right. I mean, absolutely. To me, gambling is like going out and buying beer. Right. I like to go out to the bar and have drinks. But if I started to drink so much that it impacted my life or my ability to have a high quality of life, that's where you are, I think, going over the line. I think that in pretty much anything. Right. When you allow whatever you're pursuing to negatively influence your life, moderation is kind of the key to life. So I always say the easy way to think about this is, I don't have time to golf anymore, right? Like, I'm just so busy with the kids and everything else that, but if you golf, you go out and you regularly spend a couple of $100s to play 18 holes, right? I mean, that's very common. And you know that you are not going to get that money back ever. That you're paying to be entertained. To me, when I gamble, I'm paying to make sports more entertaining than they already are, and I might make money on top of that. So if I want to sit around on a, you know, a random Saturday night instead of being out spending money at the bar or restaurant or anything else, my wife and kids are asleep, I can have a good time just gambling on sports. To me, it's an added bonus and experience where, unlike if I go to a movie or I go golfing or I go spend anything else on entertainment, I know I'm never going to get that money back. At the end of a game that I bet on, I might end up with more money in my pocket than I started with, which is a good and fun feeling.
Clay, the Rodgers family feud has now gone public. Aaron Rodgers tweeted out, please take a minute, watch this video, and basically donate to fire relief in California. Jordan Rodgers of the SEC Network then retweeted his brother's tweet and wrote, please donate, spread awareness, and send love. And then underneath that he put, but when your own mom is home alone during the fires, car packed, ready to evacuate, and you miss the fundamental first step of compassion, calling your parents to make sure they are safe, .. everything else just feels like an act. There are people behind the scenes that know that they don't speak to each other and there's really bad blood between that family. Is this now a story or is this just a family matter that no one's really going to care about?
Man, so I haven't seen that. I'm sitting writing my article about Amazon bidding on regional sports networks, so that's where my brain was beforehand.
And by the way, it's the whole family versus Aaron Rodgers, or Aaron Rodgers versus the whole family, however you want to say it.
Yeah,
weird situation.
I know and like the Rodgers family that has been connected to Nashville. You know, Luke and Jordan, I believe. Jordan's not here now, but I know both those guys, and I've seen them out for years, and I just genuinely consider them to be good guys. And so that's kind of been, you know, not public, but you kind of had an idea that there was some awkwardness there. Even people knew publicly based on something as a little bit silly as The Bachelor, right? When Aaron was not involved in Jordan, the former Vanderbilt quarterback, and JoJo's romance. What a ridiculous thing this is to be analyzing. But, you know, I feel like, let me take a step back outside of the Aaron Rodgers family. I feel like in general, there are often families today, and there are going to be a lot of them meeting at Thanksgiving, where social media causes family discord to spiral out into public in a way that it never did before, right? Whether it's Facebook, like somebody posts a picture and next thing you know, like your aunt and your stepmom are going at it on Facebook. And whereas in the past, maybe that happens on a phone call and nobody else sees it. Or, you know, nowadays it all gets kind of broadcast out in public. I think there's a lot more dirty laundry. And to me, that's Jordan, you know, basically saying I'm fed up with Aaron, and his public persona. And I also can understand, if you feel like somebody, if that's true, right? I mean, if the Rodgers family, I know they're from Northern California, if they had substantial issues associated with the fires that they faced and Aaron did not call and check on his family, and then you're on social media and you are Jordan and you see that he's tweeting out, hey, help all the family relief, and everybody's like, oh, what a good guy Aaron Rodgers is. I can see how frustrating that would be. Like, personally, I can see how frustrating that would be. And if you just bite your tongue and you bite your tongue and you bite your tongue and you try and take the high road for a long time and finally you just had it, I can see how that could be really, really upsetting. Especially if you're talking to your mom and dad regularly and they don't understand why Aaron has cut them off, right? I've got three boys, just like the Rodgers family does. I can't imagine a world where one of my three boys just decided he didn't want to talk to me or his mom ever again, or how incredibly difficult that would be, right? And there's probably a lot of people this time of year with Thanksgiving, it's more paramount. You're thinking about it more. Maybe there's something that happened surrounding Thanksgiving as well, and the holidays tend to bring out emotions even more. But man, that's a really public shot, but I can't say necessarily that it's just hard to analyze, right? But I can certainly imagine that there are a lot of people out there who are, as Thanksgiving season comes closer and closer, have this own awkwardness in their own families that they're trying to deal with, who can sympathize, empathize, comprehend how something like this could happen.
Yeah, crazy story for sure. Curious to see if Aaron Rodgers ever comments on it. Clay, tell us about the home loan expert on your way out.
Yeah, my guy Ryan Kelly can take care of people. And, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And that's the day when credit cards start to run like crazy. All these people you have to buy presents for, you hadn't even been thinking about maybe for months. I know this always happens for me. I log in, pull up my credit card statement. Next thing you know, I'm like yelling down at my wife, hey, what is this? Why do we spend, you know, the X amount of dollar on this? Why? It just adds up. And this is the time of year when it happens for everybody. And sometimes, especially if you've already been spending money at a high level, you don't have the money to be able to pay off your credit card. Well, if you live in the Nashville area, we're fortunate because our property values have been increasing at a really high rate. And the great thing about having a mortgage is it's tax deductible and it's only a 3 or 4% interest rate right now. How much better would you feel if you could wipe out all of your credit card debt in one fell swoop and replace 20%+ interest credit card debt with 3 or 4% of mortgage that is going to be tax deductible, that's good debt, that will continue to make your family be in the best possible financial shape they can be in? Why not go ahead before the end of the year and go to thehomeloanexpert.com? That's thehomeloanexpert.com. Let Ryan Kelly hook you up with a great new mortgage and wipe out all of the debt that you already have and put your financial house in order just in time for the holiday season. It's a smart move. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.